Women's Rights Are Human Rights declares the title of the current show at Illinois Wesleyan University's Merwin Gallery. 75 posters take an unflinching look at negative gender stereotyping, violence against women, sexual objectification, and more, while also promoting women's empowerment. Carmen Lozar is the gallery curator. She says the timing of this international collection is fortuitous. Though it was planned a year in advance as a way to showcase graphic design, its showing coincides with the rise of the Me Too movement.
So this show is really amazing because you're dealing with a lot of content and you are also dealing with amazing graphic designers throughout the show. So it's a wonderful teaching tool for us to have at the university, but also really wonderful, full of political statements towards women's rights.
Do you find, though, it's a teaching tool not just for the graphic design students? Are you pulling in from poli-sci and sociology and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had women's studies come over. We've already had a few. I believe there was a poetry reading, a book opening launch in here the other day. So there's been a lot of interest in this exhibit and a lot of people just wandering through to see what it is about. It can be very confrontational, the images in this exhibit. There's a lot of weight. There's bright colors, beautifully designed images. And then when you actually look at the content, oftentimes it can be very caustic or intimidating.
Well, why don't you show me an example of one of those?
These are abused goddesses. So they're these really beautiful paintings of Indian goddesses. Unless, and then you look at their faces closely and they have bruises and, cuts on their faces. So it's this very serene looking images, but you look closely and you realize that there's commentary here on the battered woman. So these posters were created in different countries, and on all the labels you'll walk through, you'll see what country these posters came from. They're from all around the world. Posters are a quick and easy way to get information to the public. They're large format. They're not often expensive to print. They're disposable. You'll see them on on the side of a bus. You'll see them, put on the side of a building. So these, to me, it's really important these images are actually in this poster format because it's a way to get the word out or to express this idea of women's rights or human rights to a mass audience.
What about the lasting impact of the imagery? It makes me think about Rosie the Riveter, which, of course, was a poster created back during World War II. We can do it, rolling up the sleeves, that sort of thing. The feminists of the 80s embraced that image and brought it back, so now it's really very much a part of our sort of cultural vernacular with mm-hmm. regards to imagery and women. Do you see that sort of thing would happen with some of the posters we have around us today?
Oh, that's so interesting. I believe the more that some of these posters, because I agree, yes, I think that could very certainly be the case because some of these posters are so beautiful. And I think that is something to do with that Rosie the Riveter. You know, that was a really beautiful image. And so we tend to like to look at beautiful things. And many of these posters are really beautiful. And then the content is difficult. And so that becomes, it becomes more accepted by our psyche, maybe, that like we're drawn in. And then we realize that there's quite a lot going on in these images.
Let's talk about content. Over here, I see a poster that looks like like it was printed out from an Atari game in the early 80s. It says, "Score, women are not a game." So we have maybe a direct reference to the tech community, the gamer community, and their attitudes mm-hmm. toward women.
Yeah, and I think that this was, it's a French poster from a French designer, and it says one of every 10 women in the world has been raped one time in her life. And I think that this, yes, that idea, these posters are very much of the now and speaking of current culture. I think that that's another really interesting thing about this exhibit is they're very contemporary. If you look at the three or four that really strike me as you first come into the gallery, there's four posters up that have a Google search on them. So they're women's faces and large format women's faces. And then the Google search is right where the mouth of the woman would be. And some of these searches are really interesting because you will put, the search would say, women cannot. And below that are four things that will immediately come up on Google when you search. So women cannot drive, women cannot be bishops, women cannot be trusted, women cannot speak in church. These are very interesting because if this is our common culture and this is what's coming up on Google search, well, it needs to bring attention to these things. And those posters were created by the UN. So they're very, you know, it's very interesting to call attention through this large format.
Over here in the corner, we have a black and white photo that has a sofa with a sheet over it. And then next to it is a woman in a chair. There's a sheet over her. We just see her hands and her feet. And underneath, woman is not an object, is the copy. So I look at something like this. It's very simple. It's very stark. It's straightforward. What are the challenges that the artists have of creating artwork that tackles such a complex and pervasive problem of, say, domestic violence?
I think as an artist myself, I think anytime you deal with this kind of imagery and this kind of topic, you have to be so careful not to be so possibly so crude or so straightforward that you turn off the viewer without visually turn them off before they even get to your message. So I think that this is an interesting piece to talk about just because it is very stark and it is very quiet and calm, but the message is very powerful. So they've drawn us in by kind of this strange image where, you know, what's going on here? This woman is covered like a couch. What's happening there? So it takes us a minute to figure out a puzzle, and then it draws us in and makes us think a little bit more about what the content is and what the artist is trying to tell us.
Not just women created these posters. We have men who created posters.
As well as advertising firms within this exhibit have put out imagery.
Is that at all risky for an advertising firm to do that, that they might alienate some of their clients when they put out such powerful imagery?
That's a good question, and it'd be interesting to walk through the exhibit and try to figure out which were from individual artists and which were from agencies. I have a feeling that most of the agencies would have been commissioned by a larger entity like United Nations.
Since this is such a timely exhibition, something you didn't schedule to be timely, but it was interestingly serendipitous, do you find yourself having to come up with some programming to accompany this, some last-minute programming for the community in this gallery with this show?
You know, I really feel like this exhibit speaks for itself. I don't think it necessarily would need extra programming. We're open nearly every day of the week. Please come and visit. I think it's important. The only thing I would suggest is just be aware there is imagery that is some difficult imagery, so maybe walk through before you bring your small children in. But other than that, we would love to have you visit.
That's Carmen Lozar, curator of the Merwin and Wakely Galleries at Illinois Wesleyan University. Women's rights are human rights. International posters on gender-based inequality, violence, and discrimination runs through February 22nd. Gallery admission is free. I'm Laura Kennedy.